皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Marriage Permission 3. Please allow me to marry.
結婚を許してください。
Naomi 先生、どうでしょうか? Last week, there was a turning point. They seemed to have convinced the father that there's a reason for them to get married.
In the last line, he said, 嘘! そりゃないよ!
So what does that mean?
I can't believe it.
He's coming to accept it.
そうだと思います。
Okay.So, in today's conversation, again, we have three people talking.
お父さん、彼氏、and 彼女。
Now, again, the boyfriend will be speaking in polite Japanese. The others will be speaking casual Japanese. So, with that said, I think we're ready to find out what happens. Anything else we want to add?
Hi, there's one word that I want to introduce before we listen to the dialogue, which is 専業主婦。
Housewife, right?
そうですね。専業 means specialized.Or full-time. 主婦 means wife. So, 専業主婦 is full-time housewife.
Okay. I think that's a little hint to how this turns out.
そうですね。
Let's see. Here we go.
お願いします。
しょうがない。わかった。だが、その前に質問させてくれ。本当に娘を幸せにできるか?
はい、もちろんできます。
それで仕事は?
やりません。専業主婦になります。代わりに娘さんを一生懸命働かせます。
やっぱり結婚はダメだ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
お願いします。
しょうがない、わかった。だが、その前に質問させてくれ。本当に娘を幸せにできるか?
はい、もちろんできます。
それで仕事は?
やりません。専業主婦になります。代わりに娘さんを一生懸命働かせます。
やっぱり結婚はダメだ。
次は英語が入ります。
お願いします。
Please。
しょうがない。わかった。だが、その前に質問させてくれ。本当に娘を幸せにできるか?
It's no use. I get it. But let me ask you some questions first. Can you really make my daughter happy?
はい、もちろんできます。
Yes, of course I can.
それで仕事は?
And what about your job?
やりません。専業主婦になります。代わりに娘さんを一生懸命働かせます。
I won't have one. I'll be a full-time house husband.Instead, I'll make your daughter work the best she can.
やっぱり結婚はダメだ!
Obviously, there's no way you're marrying my daughter.
Naomi 先生、ちょっとわからないことあります。There's something I just don't understand.
何でしょう?
彼氏が専業主婦になりたがっていますか?
Yeah, right. The 彼氏 said, 専業主婦になります。
So, I want to be a housewife.
Actually, the kanji for fu is different. It means husband.
You know, we did this word before, but I haven't heard in a while. Stay at home dad.
そうです。
Or, in this case, since they don't have any kids, stay at home husband. いいですね。
まあ、そうですね。
But, you know, I think kanji, housework, とっても難しいですよ。It's really difficult.
And that's a tough work, too.
Like,It never ends.
そう。
キリがないです。It just never ends. So for people going to work, you know, 5時、6時、7時、8時、まあ、キリがある。それで家に帰ります。You know, 仕事が終わったら職場出て家へ帰ります。 So like you get a change of scene, you know, things kind of change.
そうね。でも専業主婦は24時間の仕事ですね。24-hour work.
All the time. And, you know, they don't have that psychological feeling of that work's over for them. Because always, there's always something.
そうですね。
辛いですね。
専業主婦はね、大変だと思いますよ。
Yeah. この会話の中で、このお父さんがそれにきっと気づいてないです。He doesn't realize, like, how hard.
I think the reason the father said, 結婚はダメだ, is...Because 彼氏 said, 代わりに娘さんを一生懸命働かせます。I'll make your daughter work hard. It doesn't sound nice.
Good point. Good point. Well, see, I figured like he, the husband, would be at home working 一生懸命. So, お互いが頑張ってるから, you know. And the father thinks that, you know, oh, he just wants to stay at home and do nothing.
そうだと思いますよ。
But yeah, maybe the son is insincere. Maybe he doesn't know too how hard it is.
多分そうかもしれないですね。
All right, let's take a look at some vocab. First we have...
しょうがない。
Can't be helped.
しょうがない。しょうがない。
Next.
専業主婦。
Full-time house husband.
専業主婦。専業主婦。
Next.
代わりに
Instead of
代わりに代わりに
Next
ダメ
No good
ダメダメ
Next
一生懸命
Very hard With utmost effort For dear life
一生懸命一生懸命
Next
やっぱり
As was expected.
やっぱり。やっぱり。
Let's take a closer look at some of the phrases and vocab we went over. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
しょうがない。
Can't be helped.
しょうがない was originally しようがない。がない means...
There is no or something doesn't exist.
しよう is する方法。
The way to do something.
So, しようがない is there's no way to do something.Or, I have no choice.
Ah, it's very clear now.
And that shiyou is usually shortened in the conversation and said sho.
Sho.
Shou ga nai.
But some people still use shiyou ga nai.
In the writing, they write shiyou ga nai. Or, there's the same expression, shikata ga nai. Or, shikata nai.
Same meaning, can't be helped or there's no way.
We use it a lot, right?
That expression caused a bit of trouble in Japan.We won't get into that, but maybe you could Google can't be helped. And something should come up about a minister being fired over using this phrase. Okay, let's move on to the grammar point. Naomi-sensei, what do we have today?
Causative.
Now, up until now, we've been talking about the causative, and the way it's been used in the conversations has been to ask for permission, for allowing, for asking for permission. But today, we actually have the causative being used as the causative.And that was the sentence that Naomi-sensei thought was very rude. I'm going to make her work as hard as she can. Which was?
娘さんを働かせます。
I will make your daughter work. So, very straightforward, we have the causative form of the verb. 働く becomes?
働かせる。
And we have the daughter being forced to work.
娘さんを働かせます。So, 働くは intransitive ですよね。
And with intransitive verbs...When you use o with the causative,
that has a nuance of force or make someone to do something.
So if we had the intransitive and we used ni,
it has a nuance of like let.
So here he's saying, I'm going to make your daughter work.
娘さんを働かせます.
And again, this is a case of intransitive verbs. So I see, now I see why the dad's a little angry.
例えば、娘さんを泳がせる。
I'll make your daughter swim.
娘さんに泳がせる。
I'll let your daughter swim.
It's a bit strange sample sentence.
But this is just, of course, for exemplify the comparative. Okay, one more grammar point. Next we have?
させてくれる。
So this expression is the causative plus くれる and is used to ask for permission. In the conversation we have?
その前に質問させてくれ。
Let me ask a question before that. And of course, this is extremely informal. Kure is a very extremely informal way of asking somebody for something, in this case, permission. We're missing subjects and other things here. Can you just fill this in a bit, Naomi-sensei?
はい。私に質問をさせてくれ。
Let me ask a question. Again, this させて. Usually when させて is in the te form, quite chances are very high that it's going to be asking for permission. Again, this PDF, all three in this series have really good write-ups on the causative. So if you're looking to master the causative, stop by, pick up these PDFs. In addition, in Learning Center, quizzes and things to really bring things together, really reinforce what you learn in the podcast. That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
お願いします。
しょうがない。わかった。だが、その前に質問させてくれ。本当に娘を幸せにできるか？
はい、もちろんできます。
それで仕事は？
やりません。専業主婦になります。代わりに娘さんを一生懸命働かせます。
やっぱり結婚はダメだ！